Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Invest your money in foreign trade, and one of these days you're going to become rich. Well, Solomon is speaking, in a sense, inspired by God, or the account of what he says is inspired, but I do think that he himself is justifying himself. He had done a lot of foreign trade, he'd got quite obsessed with it, and he's saying that, well, you see, I was so clever, that's what made me rich. Instead of accepting that all his wealth and everything had come as a pure blessing from God. Put your investments in different places, because you never know what kind of bad luck you're going to have in this world. Well, there is no bad luck, really, if we are with God. There is no such thing as luck or chance, because everything is a case of his blessing or his not giving blessing. But he really doesn't seem to have that humility to accept that all is of God's grace. No matter in whatever direction a tree is going to fall, it will lie where it fell. When the clouds fill up, it rains. If you wait until the wind and the weather are just right, you will never sow anything, and so there will never be a harvest. So he seems to be saying that there's a sort of a fatalism, that whatever is going to happen is going to happen. And although he technically accepts that God exists, he doesn't really seem to think that God is very closely involved at all in human life. He just seems to say, and he says this a couple of times, that it's all just going to happen as it's going to happen, so there's no point in making any effort. It's very sad that this man, who was the son of David, who had grown up with many blessings, could turn like this against his God. God made everything beautiful in its time, and you can not understand what he does, just as you can't understand how the bones form in the womb of the woman who is with child. So he's saying that you cannot understand God. Well, you can. And God had given him all that wisdom. That's not saying you can understand God ultimately, but you can have a relationship with God. That's why God is in connection with us. It's why we've got the Bible. And God had given him all that wisdom, and now he's just shrugging and saying, yeah, well, it's all too much for me, not interested. So in the morning as well as in the evening, you never know what is going to grow well, or whether one sowing is going to be better than another. It's good to be able to enjoy the light of day. Be glad and grateful for every bit of time that you live. No matter how long you live, remember the years of darkness which come, they will be much longer. There is nothing to look forward to. Well, again, this is the perspective of somebody who doesn't want to believe in the kingdom, because we have something to look forward to. For us as believers, when we bury somebody, we are, of course, very sad, but we have the great hope, that blessed hope, as Paul says, of the kingdom, of the resurrection. This is why Paul is always talking in Thessalonians in every chapter about the coming of Jesus. And don't weep over much for those of you who die, because in the end, Jesus will come back. And the promises to Abraham will be fulfilled. Well, Solomon could have had that hope, but he didn't want it. He just says there's nothing at all to look forward to. So, young man, rejoice in your youth. Be happy while you're young. Do whatever you want. Follow your heart's desire. Although remember that God will bring you into judgment for all that you do. Don't let anything bother you, worry you, or cause you any pain, because you won't be young for very long. Well, again, this is not right, because he's saying that, well, there's no life beyond the grave, so when you're a young human being, that's your best time. Not at all. Youth is often a sad time and a worrying time and a stressful time. And that's how it is. And the point is that this life is not all we've got. He keeps on reasoning as if this life is all that we have, and he is wrong. Absolutely wrong, because the vast majority of our existence, 99.99999% or even more of our entire existence is going to be in the kingdom of God, because we're going to live forever. And this little life that we're living now is just a little fraction compared to that long, long, long line of God's kingdom. It's just a moment. And so it's not true to say that, well, this is all you've got, so just enjoy yourself. No, not at all. And the way that he reasons here is how a lot of people reason, especially when they get older, that, it was good when I was young, but now I'm not young. My health's not as good as it used to be, and I've got all these worries of looking after family and things like that. And they think that being young is the best time of your life, and it's not. And we're not looking for a best time or a great life or whatever. We're looking for the things of God's kingdom.